Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It was cold this morning. Hopefully, this is the last wind chill advisory of the season. I'm hoping that. Hoping against hope. But, we have a wind chill, chill advisory today. Urgent winter weather message. Dangerous wind chills north and east of the Missouri River. Through this morning, the combination of cold air and light winds will create a wind chill value around 30 below north and east of the Missouri through this morning. So but make sure you bundle up, man. And it warms my heart to know that hopefully, fingers crossed, this is the last wind chill advisory this morning. So. There you go. Today in western northwest North Dakota, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees, even though it doesn't feel like that this morning. This morning it's like 7 below. Wind speeds are like 10 miles an hour. It feels like 25 below right now, and that's with the wind chill. Tomorrow, though, it's supposed to be like in the 30s. And even later on today, I heard somewhere in the mid-teens to maybe even the 20s. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. So that's pretty cool. But as of right now, it's cold. It's like, it feels like 25 below and in some areas 30 below. So in the Fargo-Moorhead area outside, it's pretty sunny. It's going to be near 20, wind chill values as low as below 20 degrees, 20 below, breezy with a south wind of 9 to 14 miles per hour. Friday, we're going to have a high near 36, so that's something to look forward to. And then think about this, and I don't want to jinx it. I just knocked on wood right now. But next week, we could be seeing some 50-degree weather, and that's all right by me. A couple of things I want to make sure that you are aware of. Earlier this week, I told you about that Texas guy that was accused of firing a gun in the RV park south of Watford City. His name was Christopher Stephen Riddell, 28, of Lumberton, Texas. He turned himself in, so that's a good thing. He was charged in Northwest District Court on Wednesday with three counts of felony reckless endangerment and one count of felony aggravated assault. So I want to tip my hat to Christopher for doing the right thing. You don't normally see this with criminals, but did the right thing in this instance, turned himself in, and there you go. Officers responded to a report of a shot fired at around 5:52 p.m. Sunday at the Clearwater RV Park, and that's south of Watford City. A woman was found and taken to the hospital. She was treated for gunshot-related injuries. She was released, and Riddell fled, and that's according to the statement. But then he turned himself in at 1 o'clock p.m. Tuesday. So he was taken to jail at the McKenzie County Sheriff's Office, and he went before Judge Robin Schmidt on Wednesday, who set a bond, $15,000 cash. So there you go. Something else, actually a couple of really interesting stories before I get into more of the meat of the show. Out there in Northwood, you know, there are parts of the town out there in Northwood with no water. And if you're wondering why, a vehicle crashed into a fire hydrant in Northwood, North Dakota, this morning, causing some people to be without water in the town. Northwood police say the fire hydrant damaged in the crash is being worked on right now by the Public Works Department. But it had several calls, and this is the Northwood Police, has had several calls from folks with no water or very little water pressure. Northwood schools and buses are being delayed by 2 hours because of this situation. No one was injured in that crash. I am going to get to, and Scott kind of coined a phrase yesterday, Ferganization, I believe it was, and he can correct me, if Scott, if you're listening, if I said that wrong, but the Ferganization of folks. And right here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, I saw a little bit of that. So I'm going to touch on that, hopefully, before the first segment, the time runs out. But this is an interesting aside that I'm going to mention here. You remember that 1959 airplane crash that killed Buddy Holly? He was on his way to Moorhead, Minnesota. Now, the interesting part of that, well, they're going to reopen that investigation. But the original investigation was 56 years ago and conducted by the Civil Aeronautics Board. It blamed the crash on the pilot's decision to embark on an instrument-guided flight that he was not certified for. And then, you know, he's flying in very poor weather and that sort of thing. So, apparently they're reopening that investigation. Don't know why, but apparently they had a ton of petitions. And the petitions were based on the discovery of new evidence or showing that the findings are erroneous and not on previously advanced positions, according to the NTSB regulations. Now, the interesting part that I see in this, and this is just my speculation here, this airplane crashed shortly after taking off from Mason City, Iowa. And the reason, you know, they were even on that plane is because they were having bus trouble. So it has me scratching my head like, wait a minute, kind of smacks of sabotage just a little bit. And I have no idea if that's where they're going with this investigation or not. I mean, it doesn't say that in the info that I have. But I'm thinking, you know, your bus starts having trouble, and so you get on a plane, and then the plane crashes. It is a little bit suspicious. Something else that's suspicious is that $5 million gold heist. And I want to talk about that because there are a couple of things in that scenario that are just glaring to me. And I want to see if you picked up on this. But before we do any of that, we're going to go out to Karen in North Fargo. How you doing, Karen?
Hello. I've lived in North Dakota all my life, and March is never as cold as December through February. It's definitely a spring month.
Well, someone sent me something that said the opposite of that. Like one of the biggest snow, one of the biggest blizzards that we've had here was in March. I mean, and this guy had me.
Oh, you said lots of snow in March. I didn't say that. I didn't mean that. I meant the temperature.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking that, you know, this is probably going to be our last wind chill advisory. Is that what I hear you saying?
I predict that.
Good deal. I'm taking you at your word. I'm going to hold
I
you
promise.
To that, Karen. I think it's going to be awesome. Next week, we're looking at 40s and 50s. I'm pulling out the rollerblades. I'm going to try to utilize some of those elevated bike lanes that they're talking about putting in. So I think it's going to be good.
Think April.
Think April? Good deal. Thanks, Karen. So Karen says, you know, bad weather's done. So I'm going to take her at her word. She knows what she's talking about. So the Ferganization of the folks here in America. So yesterday I'm driving back to Fargo, going through Moorhead, and I'm on the street. I think it turns into NP Avenue once you cross the bridge, but I forget what it is on the other side of the bridge. But anyway, on that street, come into contact with just tons of police officers, fire trucks, first responders, that sort of thing. And there's a van, like, flipped over on its side right there in the intersection. And I'm like, wow. Apparently, and there's like eight people in this van. And apparently, the van, the brakes failed. So that in itself, that's not a big deal. What happens next, I think, kind of proves Scott's point of the Ferganization of the folks. So the cops come on the scene. They're like, hey, you know, everybody's okay. What happened here? And I guess two of the guys started fighting with the police officers. What is up with that, man? How do you think you're going to win that confrontation? It ain't going to happen. I mean, my goodness. And the driver apparently was drinking. It was just it went from a bad situation to a really bad situation. One of the officers had to be treated for injuries. So that's just dumb. Come on. Ferganization of the nation. Stay tuned for Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum, coming up right after this break.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonies you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse. Find the great savings. Use the promo code Scott for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed. The most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. If you were listening in the last segment, Karen says that, you know, we're looking, it's smooth sailing from here on out in the month of March. So I got my fingers crossed. Hopefully today was the last wind chill advisory we'll see But anyway, got Blankita Cullum on the phone, talking a little common sense about politics. So welcome to the show this morning, Blankita.
Well, thank you, and I hope that your prognosticator out there is right. Boy, that would be wonderful.
That would be awesome. Well, she was predicting here in the Dakota.
Yeah, I know.
Not
I
so much.
I have a sense that she's got. I'm thinking she's, you know, like sending a signal to all of us over here too.
One can hope. I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about this morning, and we're still trying for Ellen. But the first thing I want to talk about this morning is the Keystone XL pipeline. President Obama vetoed the bill. We couldn't, you know, the Senate failed to overturn that veto.
They couldn't get three votes. They couldn't get three people to swing over. Now, I'm telling you, and we've talked about this before, I did a huge panel with a lot of the folks dealing with the Keystone. Now it's been 2 years ago at the National Press Club. I know a lot about the Keystone. And the fact of the matter is, Keystone, you know, there are other pipelines coming down from Canada that are from Keystone, all right? This one particular pipeline was almost like a turf war. They had already purchased in ahead of this, in case this decision was going to be rendered against them and the president would veto it, already 4,000 rail cars have been purchased. In fact, in Canada now, they're probably going to pursue this even more with more vigor. They're going to build their own pipeline going across Canada to bypass using, you know, the United States. But still, there'll be gas coming in from that location, regardless of the veto. Honestly, I think what it's going to do more than ever, it's going to turn already 46% of people across the United States have said that they don't want just mediocre Republicans to run for office. They want hardcore conservatives. So as incidents like this, situations like Hillary Clinton, concerns about terrorism, you're going to see candidates who are extra conservative being in the leadership front to be considered for president.
I'm looking at this. We had both of our Heidi Heitkamp, who is a Democrat, and Kevin Cramer, who is a Republican, who voted in favor here. And those are our House representatives, and it was headed by John Hoeven, all from North Dakota. So I'm pretty proud of that. And then we had
because your state knows first of all the benefits of having an energy secure country, having the ability to work with our neighbors from the right and to the left, from Canada to Mexico, and trying to keep the turf wars out of the Middle East on oil, so that people don't have to go to war and die for oil. That we have an energy secure nation. I'm proud of North Dakota too. I think you've got good folks.
And we had a local WDAY anchor, Kirsten Keeley, who had a one-on-one interview with Obama. I don't know if you knew that. She was in Washington. She sat down and had a one-on-one. And so Obama says, you know, that I'm happy to look at how we can increase pipeline production for U.S. oil, but Keystone is for Canadian oil to send that oil down to the Gulf. That comment got four Pinocchios in the Washington Post fact check blog. And because he's implying that, you know, there's no American jobs tied to the Keystone. And when I heard that, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right. And I'm glad to see that I was right. Ellen, I think so we got Ellen. Then we lost her. So I would love to get her.
Tell that to the pipe fitters. Tell that to the truck drivers. Tell that to all a variety of different support jobs. Tell that to, you know, many people through many states who have seen the benefits of trying to work on this thing. And still, you're going to give jobs to a lot of those guys that are going to be transporting it through rail, and people that are worried about the big global footprint, the green footprint. It's less secure when it's coming on rail than when it's going through a pipeline. It just boggles the mind.
And Ellen, you're just joining us. Don't know how much of the conversation you heard.
No, I heard the whole thing.
And let me just tell you something. I wouldn't even mind the Keystone Pipeline. But I have two issues. One, you can't do a Keystone Pipeline and not put aside more money to develop alternative forms of energy. And secondly, I think that it's very important to remember and to think about, is it fair for all of us human beings to use God's resources in 200 years? I don't think it is.
Well, that would suppose that we would use up all of these resources in 200 years, and a lot of folks don't believe that to be the case.
I'm afraid the science doesn't exactly show with peak oil performance that we're going to keep finding more and more oil. We're just not. We've got to put, at the same time, I wouldn't mind the Keystone, but let's put in some other resources. Let's put in some research. We're the greatest country on earth. Why can't we put in other research?
Oh, no, I totally...
funded towards alternative energy, and now you're even finding, quote-unquote, big oil, giving significant percentages of their money to alternative fuel, but you have to have fossil fuel to be able to get there. You can't, none of the alternative measures can function without the linchpin of fossil fuel.
And see, I agree that we should be looking for alternative fuel sources. I'm all for that, but I think that it can't be what we are doing now, like the whole solar thing that just fizzled out and was way too expensive and government subsidized and all of that stuff. I don't think that we should curtail our fossil fuel production in lieu of, you know, finding a brand new renewable fuel source and kind of catering to the greener of our folks here in the United States. But I guess the problem that I have with Obama and his statement, he made it seem like there would be no jobs tied to the U.S. It would be all Canadian jobs, and Blanketti and I touched on this. How do you feel about that? He says that one of the biggest reasons why he voted against
I would like to see an accurate jobs report, because the Republicans claim a lot of jobs are going to be made. Democrats, particularly the left, said very few. Somewhere between the two is the truth.
Well, the Post that gave him four, the fact checker gave him four Pinocchio, said he didn't read his own State Department's report when he claimed that the Keystone would bypass the U.S., which is why it gave the president four Pinocchios. But that's a discussion for another day. And we didn't even talk about Netanyahu again today. Got to do that Friday show. Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Blanketta. Stay tuned. Rob Port, Say Anything blog up next.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. Valleyimports.com. Or call 888-928-7431.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This segment, we're going to be talking to Rob Poor to Say Anything blog. We're going to talk a little bike socialism and gender wage inequality. Two issues that I found really interesting on Say Anything blog. That's Rob Port's domain over there. Say Anything blog has really, really taken off. Last year, I had a banner year, and he's on track to have a banner year this year also. So as soon as we get him connected, you know, I'll bring him on. But full disclosure, one of the articles that we're going to be talking about is he has a blog posting, Bike Socialism Coming Soon to Fargo. And I had a conversation with a couple of my friends, and we were talking about this issue. But in full disclosure, Fargo Tech has the contract to install the computer systems in this whole bike share program. So, you know, I am happy. The capitalist in me is happy, you know, about that aspect of it, but I could totally see. I mean, $30,000 is being kicked in from the Fargo City Commission. I think that $450,000 from NDSU student fees, that sort of thing. So just so the folks aren't going on my social media saying, "Hey, I saw Fargo Tech out there," and yeah. We have that contract. But anyway, hey, Rob, are you connected yet? No. Well, there you go. And something else. Rob just makes friends like I do. And you'll see how comical that is in just a bit. The one story that came across my Twitter feed last night, I had to, like, do a double take, and the posting, here's the title. Can we stop measuring gender wage inequity? So stupid. I thought that was inequality. It's my dyslexia kicking in. But can we stop measuring gender wage inequity so stupidly? And I'm like, wow. But then you get into the meat of the blog posting and you see exactly what he's talking about. I have made the similar points, but before many, many times. But so yesterday, Valley News Live's Ashley Bishop, who's a friend of mine, she tweeted out something, and it was according to the National Women's Law Center, the wage gap with men and women is still happening, yada, yada, yada. And in North Dakota, you know, apparently there's still this, women only making 70 cents for every dollar that a man makes. And that stat has been debunked time and time again. It is just nuts. But Rob breaks down those statistics beautifully. As soon as we can get him, I'm going to let him explain it so I don't mess it up. But those were two of the topics that we were going to discuss. Another thing I just wanted to pick his brain on is the whole Edward Snowden coming back to the U.S. And I know I probably won't have time to really dig into it, but on my social media, I posed a question. Edward Snowden says he's ready to come back to the U.S., face the music, with one caveat. He doesn't want to be tried under the Espionage Act. And I asked the question, should he be allowed to come back to the U.S. and not face charges under the Espionage Act, which carries the death penalty? And with this, and if you're tried under this Espionage Act, you can't bring up a motive as a defense. So he wouldn't be able to say, hey, you know, the government is doing X, Y, and Z, and I felt that I had to do this because the American people were in. He can't do that. So, what should he be charged with, if anything, is what I want to know. And I got tons of really great feedback. One, I want to ask the folks out there, and you can either call in or and leave it on the rant line or call in 855-217-76, extension 2, and just let me know what you do you think that Edward Snowden is a traitor or a patriot? Seriously. I was surprised at some of the responses, and I'll give you my opinion, and I think I have before, but in light of this new these new developments, thought it was interesting to revisit. So there you go. Matt Evans, a guy that I've had on before, left a really brilliant piece of feedback on my social media. It says that that act was intended to prohibit interference with military operations or recruitment, to prevent insubordination in the military, and to prevent the support of the U.S. of U.S. enemies during wartime. Since Snowden was disclosing a spying program that targeted Americans inside of America, one must conclude that charging him under the Espionage Act implies that the American people were enemies of the government, of the U.S. government. Think about that. And I thought that it was pretty, I thought that was pretty cogent. And he goes into detail about that. And I'll probably try to reach out to him and have him on in a future show, but that's brilliant. But, if you have an opinion, you know, just weigh in, 855-217-76, extension 2. I think we have, Rob on. Rob, are you there?
I'm here.
I was telling the folks that you make friends about as well as I do. I saw that tweet come across my Twitter feed yesterday, I think it was, and it said, can we stop measuring gender wage inequity so stupidly? And I'm like, wow, Rob, you're asking for it, man. So explain that blog posting for the folks.
Well, you know, basically, I just have a problem with We compare like vast groups of men and women, like all full time men and all full time women, and then we compare their wages without controlling for anything like the sort of jobs that they're working, right? So,
right,
you know, and we're saying that because there's a gap between the comparison of all men and all women, that there must be gender discrimination, because clearly, you know, all women averaged together should make as much as all men averaged together. But what it doesn't account for is that men and women make different choices with their careers, with their education, with their life choices, and those choices impact earning. You know, I think it's fair to say that a lot of times men tend to be more career driven towards, you know, and taking a household lead. That's not a hard and fast rule, but that is traditional. where men are sort of head of household and work and earn, you know, bring home the bread, so to say, and women take a more nurturing role in the relationship. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm not saying that's the way it has to be for everybody. That's the way it is for a lot of people, and that impacts earnings. You know, there's also the question of, I mean, if you look at the sort of majors that men and women choose in college, for instance, men choose to choose to pursue majors which produce higher levels of income in the workplace. Women tend to choose majors which produce lower levels of income. Now, you know, I think there's some things we could do to attack stereotypes about that, you know, such as, you know, the idea that computer nerds are boys and nurses are girls and stuff like that. You know, I think we could attack stereotypes like that. But generally speaking, if somebody's making less money because they made choices in their lives in terms of education or whatever that leads them to make less, I mean, that's not discrimination. That's cause and effect.
Right. And I would challenge you on just one point. The use of the word stereotype, you know, I think that kind of buys into the PC a gender role thing. And the example you give, you know, computer nerd versus, you know, the other occupation that you mentioned, if boys are drawn to that field and girls are not, then that's not a stereotype. That's a fact. And I don't see anything wrong with gender.
I think it's a stereotype when we attack, and this does happen online, where, you know, girls, particularly attractive, physically attractive women, are not considered to be serious in the world of computers or internet technology or what have you. I mean, that really does happen. And I listen, as the father to two daughters, it's something that I'm very sensitive of and telling my daughters, listen, if you want to be a firefighter, then go out and do it. You know, because sometimes my daughter will tell me, oh, no, firefighters are boys. And I say, well, that's not necessarily true. And if it's something that you think you can do, you should go out and try to do it. You know, I would. Now, if she can't do it because she's not a very good firefighter, well, then so be it. But I don't ever want, you know, my daughters, for instance, to believe that they couldn't do something because that job is, quote unquote, for boys. You know, that's what I was talking about.
Okay, good deal. And just so the folks out there, and if you happen to have little girls, have you ever heard of Callie Lewis on Geekbeat? I mean, that's an example. You should check it out. Just Google Geekbeat. I'm a subscriber, and my kids love watching Geekbeat. But Callie Lewis, you know, probably the smartest, geekiest girl that I've ever seen, and she's beautiful. You know, so I think that there are tons of examples out there of a very attractive females in the technology industry. I just don't, I think they don't get as much play as, you know, the, I don't know, Hannah Montanas or, you know, the cool girls that sing and do all other. I think it's not so much something that we've done, but something that media has done and the pop culture has done. So I don't know. And I don't see anything wrong with gender roles, you know, the men being the protectors and the heads of household, and I know that's a bad thing to say right now. So
I agree with you. I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that, as long as it's what everybody chooses. I mean, my wife and I choose a very traditional. She's a stay-at-home mom. I'm a go out in the world and work and earn a living dad. You know, so we've chosen a very traditional setup for our family, but you know, maybe my daughters won't necessarily choose that for their families. And I think the point is, you know, they should get a choice. They should be allowed to go as far as they can. And I think our society does allow that. And I think that the inequities that exist are not necessarily discrimination. Again, I think they're cause and effect for choices that people make. Choices that aren't necessarily bad. I mean, the be all and end all of life is not how much money you make.
Right. And you also made a point, and I'll let you get to that point on the other side of the break. You also made a really good point about this piece of legislation and about the person that is pushing this legislation. And I'll let you develop that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Rob Port, Say Anything blog. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and make it.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about my guest, Rob Port and I, Rob Port of Say Anything Blog. We're talking about House Bill 1257, which is going to usher in sweeping equal pay legislation, and it's going to slash the gender gap, the gender wage disparity here in North Dakota. This is going to just dissolve it. Am I correct in that, Rob?
I'm say the question again. You kind of broke up there a little bit. I'm sorry.
Okay, I said we're talking about you and I were discussing House Bill 1257, which is going to usher in sweeping legislation that's going to slash the gender pay disparity in North Dakota. It's going to dissolve it, and it's going to put everybody on equal. No, am I wrong in that assertion?
Well, I don't really feel like the legislation is going to have much of an impact at all. As a matter of fact, I mean, despite this issue being, a controversial one that usually engenders a lot of debate and discussion in the public at large, the bill passed the State House unanimously. The Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, probably the largest and most outspoken proponent of businesses in the state, said that they don't really have an opinion on the bill because it doesn't really change anything. And I think that's true. If you read the legislation, North Dakota already has a prohibition on discriminating against women, whether it comes to hiring or pay. So, the idea that we're going to, I mean, that this may clarify a few things, such as the idea that, that the women could seek relief in district court, although I'm not sure that necessarily needed to be clarified, but really, I think the legislation is less about the gender equity issue than it is about the resume of the lawmaker who introduced it.
You're talking about the woman of the year.
Yeah, Representative Kylie Overson is seen by Democrats as one of their rising stars. She got after just a half a term in the legislature, she got a Woman of the Year award. Despite having not really passed any significant bills or sponsored any significant bills in the past, she became Woman of the Year. So I think this is really more sort of, Representative Overston is a young Democrat. I think she's somebody who, left wing in the interest of, interest in the state would like to go further. And, they kind of put up some legislation like this to give her something to put on her resume.
Okay, understood. One other interesting factoid that you put in your blog post here is 77% of human resources are women, meaning that the folks out there hiring and firing, 77% of those are women doing the hiring. So yeah. If there's a wage disparity, then it's not because men are orchestrating it. It's women.
Yeah, I mean, talk about gender inequity. Only about a quarter of the people making the human resources decisions are men. I think that's kind of a funny statistic. I mean, we're supposed to believe that there is this widespread and systemic discrimination against women, right? I mean, that's what the statistic, when you say that women in North Dakota only make like 70 cents on the dollar for men compared to men, that can't just be like it's happening in a few companies, right? Like that has to be
right.
It's happening everywhere in order to produce a result like that. So if we're to believe that it's happening everywhere, well, then you look at the human resources department, it's mostly women. So we have this widespread, where we've instigated this policy of discrimination against women, and who is implementing it? Women. I think it just strains. It strains credibility. I think it's really hard to believe something like that, especially when, again, for our previous conversation, there's a lot of alternate explanations for what's happening with the gender wage gap other than discrimination. I mean, there absolutely is a gap. The gap exists. It's a real thing. We can measure it. The problem is how do we explain it? I think there's some people that want to leap to the conclusion of discrimination. I think that there's more likely explanations.
Absolutely. And our time is short, but I definitely want to touch on the whole bike socialism coming to Fargo. And I was telling the folks before, Fargo Tech, my company, we have the contract to install the computers in this. We were out there yesterday and a couple of our guys are in that Fargo Forum piece. So I full disclosure, I have a dog in this fight, I guess. But explain this as briefly as you can. Bike socialism here in Fargo.
I don't have a problem with the concept of bike shares, as a business. I mean, maybe there's a market for it in Fargo and maybe it can make money. I have a problem with taxpayer dollars going to it. I question a business model that has to rely on those sort of subsidies. I question why NDSU student fees are being used for this.
when, you know, for the bulk of the time that the bikes are available, the students aren't even in town. You're right. The bikes are available right. from March to November, so mostly over the summer months when the students are out of town. So I just have a really hard time thinking that this is a good thing that the taxpayers ought to be involved in. As a private business venture, hey, maybe it's great. But put it out there and let people make a choice whether or not they want to rent a bike. You know, also, for the casual biker, a bike costs $75 at Walmart. The idea that you need to go down and rent a bike for a while, it seems, I don't know. I'm skeptical.
And $450,000 of student fees are going to pay for this.
It's about $75,000 a year in student fees.
Oh, okay. I was quoting something else. I'll clarify that on my social media. Thanks, Rob Port. Say Anything blog. Always a pleasure. Stay tuned. What's on your mind? Kevin Kramer will take your questions and comments right after this break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.